It's being described as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to fix a sector plagued with problems.
The Finkel Review into the nation's electricity grid says consumers would pay on average $90 less a year for power under the recommended new clean energy target compared with business as usual. Senator Roberts, the report's 200-plus pages. What do you make of it?
I haven't read it yet.
The report's recommending a clean energy target that would issue certificates to power generators who keep their carbon emissions under a certain level. Here's how Dr. Finkel describes it.
So, for example, a wind farm coming in would earn a full certificate for being below the threshold. A high-quality gas generator coming in would probably earn about half a certificate. Coal might not earn a certificate. Depends where the threshold is set.
Dr. Finkel's report doesn't recommend a number.
We've put forward a set of recommendations of how you can manage an orderly transition. The exact targets, it's up to government.
Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg.
On his modelling, there will be a reduction in electricity prices by about 10% for households and about 20% for large users.
Senator Roberts.
I haven't read it yet.
ACOS's CEO, Cassandra Goldie.
We cannot blow this opportunity. We want to see calm. We want to see all governments say they are prepared to consider this report very carefully.
Senator Roberts.
I haven't read it yet.
Tony Abbott.
My anxiety, listening to reports of the report...
I haven't read it yet.
..is that it's going to be a magic pudding. Now, we all know that there is no such thing as a magic pudding.
Coal is good for humanity.
Backbencher George Christensen. So I'm sorry, just to be clear there, you're suggesting that the federal government fund the building of new coal-fired power stations?
I don't know why there would be an argument against doing that.
Matthew Warren from the Australian Energy Council, representing some of the nation's large electrical and gas businesses.
We can see prices going up right now, and that's a result of not being able to invest in the grid in the way we need to for the last decade. Anything's better than what we're doing now. Bringing the investment back into the market, that brings downward pressure on prices. The crossbenchers in the Senate and minor parties can hold views, and that's fine, but it's really about both Labor and the Coalition getting together and working out what they can do to co-manage reinvestment in the sector.
Senator Roberts.
I haven't read it yet.
In order to ensure power prices don't rise further, the nation's biggest coal-fired power stations could be slapped with new requirements. The report suggests they must give at least 3 years' notice if they plan to shut down. Energy Users Association's Andrew Richards.
If it's orderly, we can actually manage this transition in a way that preserves jobs, preserves prices.
Tony Wood from the Grattan Institute.
In this arrangement, there'd be an obligation on retailers to source a percentage of their electricity from lower emission technologies, and that target would be in line with Australia's Paris Agreement target of reducing our greenhouse gas emissions. What you want is a shift to cleaner energy, and you don't care where that comes from. What this does then, it provides a mechanism by which you get there at the lowest cost, rather than by just selecting individual technologies.
South Sydney backbencher Craig Kelly.
If you build more and more wind turbines, they force the coal-fired generators out of the market because they have basically, even though they have a high overall cost, the variable cost they can always feed into the market, undercut the coal generators and force them out. You can have a mechanism of a low emissions target by having more high intensity coal-fired generation. You can encourage more gas into the system. You can encourage more hydro into the system.
Tony Wood.
What this does, very critically, is say, look, we're no longer going to fuss about climate science. We're now focusing on the economics.
This report is under attack from both ends of the political spectrum.
I haven't read it yet.
Is that a sign, perhaps, that Dr. Finkel might have achieved a sensible balance?
No, I don't think so at all, because I haven't read it yet.
The Liberal and Labor parties say that they do want a future with lower emissions. You don't agree with that at all?
Why would we want to decrease emissions of carbon dioxide? We have had science suppressed in this country for so long.
Getting back to the report, which is what we asked you in interview for, how can you be so definitive about this when, even as you point out, you haven't read the report yourself? Some like it hot.
This is a carbon tax. That's all it is.
Labor says it would like to be part of a bipartisan solution on this, though not if new coal projects emerge from it. What's your response?
The Labor Party, they're abandoning humanity.
For his part, Dr. Finkel's bemused by the demands that coal be part of any solution to the current problems in the energy system.
I don't actually understand why people are asking that question. Why do they care what the underlying generation mix is if it's delivering security, reliability, the lowest possible cost electricity, and it's meeting the emissions objective? What more would you want to know or ask?
Senator Roberts?
One of the greatest threats to our liberty and life as we know it is the international banking sector. And Australia must leave the UN. We need an Oz exit.